Late yesterday, a New South Wales inquiry handed down its final report into Crown Casino. The report found that Crown was not suitable to hold a gaming licence for its $2.2 billion Barangaroo Casino in Sydney. The 18-month-long inquiry was conducted by one of the state's top judges, Patricia Bergen, and has potentially devastating impacts for the company. Independent MP and long-time campaigner on the harms of gambling, Andrew Wilkie, says Crown's other venues and other casino operators should also be investigated. He's calling for a Royal Commission and a federal response in light of the New South Wales report. The Tasmanian MP spoke to National Radio News political correspondent Amanda Kopp.
This was focused on the Barangaroo project, but obviously Crown has a lot of other casinos and venues around the country. So where do you think that actually leaves Crown overall in a national sense?
Well, clearly it is a remarkable development that for now at least they don't get a Barangaroo licence. But I think your question goes to maybe the bigger issue, and that's whether or not Crown is suitable to hold any casino licence anywhere in the country. So that if they're not fit to have a licence in Sydney, the evidence is coming out of Melbourne, then surely they're not fit to have a licence anywhere in the country. And to that end, I've called on the premiers of Victoria and Western Australia to immediately suspend the licences for the casinos in Melbourne and Perth, and for those jurisdictions to establish their own independent commissions of inquiry to find out exactly what's going on in their casinos.
And so on a more immediate level, what would you want the New South Wales government to be doing?
We're all looking to the New South Wales regulator, to the New South Wales government, to accept in full Commissioner Bergen's findings and to be very careful not to allow a Crown to have a licence for Barangaroo unless and until they fix all their problems. Now, whether or not they can fix all their problems remains to be seen, because their problems are so deep and so systemic and cultural. I think it'll be very difficult for Crown to pass the test and get a licence in the future.
So you're calling for a complete overhaul of the board and the leadership team of Crown?
Yes, for them to have any chance of a licence in Sydney, they need to clean out the board almost completely, maybe completely. They need to clean out their senior management completely, almost completely. And frankly, James Packer's got to go. You know, he has been found to not be a fit and proper person to be associated with the functions of Crown Sydney.
So you have been campaigning on Crown casinos and gambling more widely for a long time. Obviously, you've been able to identify some of these problems that the report has officially found. Why do you think that these problems haven't been identified before, and why hasn't anything been done about it?
Well, it is an interesting question, why a judge in New South Wales and a crossbencher from Hobart, why it was left to us to get to the bottom of this, why it was left to the media, I should add, who have played a very important role in this, in uncovering wrongdoing. Where was the Victorian government? Where was the WA government with Crown Melbourne? Where was the Victorian gambling regulator? Where were Victoria Police at the federal level? Where was AFP? Where was AUSTRAC? Where was Border Force? I think that's one of the very alarming dimensions of all of these revelations about Crown, is that there's been a complete failure of the regulatory and oversight bodies.
So one of the recommendations of the report is to introduce some kind of gambling card. Is that something that you would support?
I'd like to see it. It's going to be the only way to keep track of the money people are putting through gambling, in particular through poker machines. You know, you can go into a casino or a pub or a club in some parts of Australia, and you can put in through note receptors thousands of dollars of cash that may well have come from illicit drugs, gun running, child exploitation, who knows what. You can put in thousands of dollars through the note receptor, push the button a couple of times on the pokies, then ask for your money back, and they'll write you a check or transfer it to your bank account. In other words, all of that dirty money has been so-called laundered. You've got clean, untraceable money in your bank account, and you've got an explanation for the ATO that it was a windfall while gambling.
So given that there are multiple Crown venues around the country, would you be calling for some kind of national response from the federal government?
I have called twice now for a national commission, an inquiry, a royal commission, into the casino industry generally. And the evidence overseas is that casinos attract trouble. They attract organised crime, they attract money laundering, they attract all sorts of thugs. Unless there is a national inquiry into the casino industries nationally, we can have no confidence that Crown's problems aren't more widespread.
Independent Tasmanian MP Andrew Wilkie speaking to National Radio News political correspondent Amanda Kopp in Canberra. And in related news, Crown Resorts directors Guy Jalland and Michael Johnston have today resigned.